And I think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony in your ear hole. Plural.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on, man.
I know. Right.
Plural, but singular in its endeavors.
Sure.
Nothing quite like
I see
like
what you're
us.
Trying to do there. And I'm going to go with it. I'm just going to ride with it. I'm just going to sit back and let's
okay.
Take it.
We are
take control,
the
Scott.
The singular voice.
Grab the wheel.
No plural about it. The one and only.
Yes, Balcony Radio. Here we go. Let's get it started.
Hello, my name is Scott.
I'm Anthony, and like I just said, we are the Balcony Radio Show.
Right on.
Thank you for joining us again, and here we are. And it's another 101 series. Let's just get to it because
okay.
You and I goofed off too much this evening. Let's
yeah,
just get to the show.
Right to the show. It's the 101 series, lesson number 117.
Yes.
117.
Yes. And today, let me introduce it.
Go right ahead.
Because
yeah.
you put this show together. Thank you for that.
Hey, my pleasure.
And this is one of those guys, you know, I'm all right when we play an artist who people aren't familiar with, usually, because you and I are not mainstream, so...
Yes, this is
a
true.
A lot of the choices we make, you know, when I'll tell people, you know, what's the show, you know, somebody will ask me, what's the show this week, and I'll say, you know, I'll say who it is, and they'll be like, who? I used to be a lot worse about it.
We're an alternate playlist kind
yeah.
of
thing. Yeah, because sometimes I realize that you and I will pick somebody that we like for a show that aren't super
which
popular.
Which is the point.
Which is the point of the show, is to turn people on to new artists, or you know, to walk you through somebody's career, and sometimes it's an excuse to pick somebody that you and I really like.
Yes,
just to turn on the larger audience.
That's right.
That's why I think Richard Thompson was like episode 3 or 4.
Yeah, right. It's in the top 10. Yes,
that's why we did.
Why Steve Earle was number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, why Steve Earle was number one. It's why we did 2 episodes of Frank Zappa for you. Yeah,
yeah. There
it's,
you go.
It's that. So this is one of those, and you're a super big fan of this guy, and I
yes.
really like him too. And it's Harry Nilsson.
Harry Nilsson,
artist, right?
Yep.
And Harry had a really strange career. He started out in the 60s, late 60s, and was one of those people that only other musicians liked. And
yes, he had a very unique cult.
Very yeah. unique cult, and it was mainly made up of British rock stars who adored
yeah,
him. The
right.
Beatles loved him.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think it was as early in 68 that John and Paul were already saying that he was their favorite singer-songwriter because
mm-hmm.
he was just awesome back then.
Yeah,
and
an amazing singer. Yeah,
yeah
the range of that voice.
The range is amazing. And then in the 70s, Harry becomes a super big star, a very big star. Ask your mom and dad. They'll know him. And he had like this major string of hits, like major AM hits, like Without You and Everybody's Talking and like these songs that everybody knows. And then he just kind of went away, and like the musical culture just kind of shrugged away, and like there's no cult now. There's no, you don't hear him on the radio.
No, it's very sad. That's very strange. He's vastly overlooked, you know.
Yeah, and like you and I watched the documentary about him that came out a couple years ago. And it even has a title like, what's it? It's called Who is Harry Nilsson?
Who is Harry Nilsson? And
yeah.
why is he singing those songs?
Yeah, it's something yeah. like that. And it's just like, yeah, that's the perfect title for him because, hey, like, 10 out of 10 people on the street do not know who he is.
Right.
But if you sing, I can't live if living it is without you, they're going to finish the lyric.
That's right. That's right.
And it's like, wow, yeah, he sang that song.
It's very strange. And I think he's probably the only one you could really say that about, you know, there's so much out there, but
it happens every once in a while. Somebody just becomes a moment, you're just really big in a moment, and then is gone.
Yeah.
And but with him, it's like he's totally disappeared from the scene. Like you don't hear any of the hipster bands referencing him.
Mm-hmm.
You and like he did get the. Actually, no. The only one that did is remember a few years ago, the Walkmen did the Pussycats
oh,
note for note as a record, which was
right.
pretty cool.
That's right.
But they just did it because they were goofy and drunk,
which is the way to do that.
Exactly.
Record.
But you don't hear it of the 70s because the 70s singer songwriter kind of, you know, sensitive guy at the piano with a beard is really big amongst hipsters now,
mm-hmm.
and Harry Nilsson kind of invented it.
Yeah, and he he didn't do any touring, and he was strictly in
yeah.
the studio. radio, he sung everything himself.
Yeah, he sung and played everything on all the records.
Practically, yeah.
And that's probably it, is that he never toured. He had a really, really bad case of stage fright is the thing. Is that's it, right? Or he had stage anxiety.
He got criticized some time ago before it, and he just never got on stage.
Performing live wasn't his strong suit. He was somebody who really used the whole studio and, you know, kind of worked things out and, you know, would try different things. So I think that cost him a lot of kind of cultural cachet.
That's right.
Is that, you know, people don't have that story of, oh, I saw Harry Nilsson at the Hollywood Bowl in 1974.
Or the Roxy whatever,
You just don't have that. It's just like, oh, I put down this record. you just hear it from cool people who's like, yeah, The Point, I listened to that in 75 for a billion times.
Yeah.
That's, you get more of that type of audience for him. It's a very small cult. And it's just criminally small is the thing.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very unusual. So maybe we can get a few people interested in him.
Let's hashtag the show.
Hashtag the show, Harry Nilsson.
Yeah, anyway, let's get it started with one of the best songs he did. I really, really like this one. And this is Gotta Get Up.
Gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late. There was a time when we could dance until a quarter to ten. We never thought it would end then. We never thought it would end. We used to carry on and drink and do the rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older. We never thought we'd grow cold. Across the bubbling waves, and those were happier days. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay.
Turn on your record player, listen to my song. Turn life's going, but soon it will be gone. I hope the wind that's blowing helps me carry on. Turn on your radio, baby. Baby, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm... Young, he sang in the band, and his fans all looked the same. And the fans he had were younger than he, and they loved to scream his name. They'd leave at the end of the third show, go home to talk of the fun. Well, isn't it nice, the parents would say. Well, isn't it nice, you got someone, someone to idolize. He must look twice his size. I think it's great you're going through a phase, and I'm awfully glad it'll all be over in a couple of days. Well, the calendar changed and the pages fell off, but the singer remained the same. And he never grew tired of singing his song, and his fans still called his name. They leave at the end of the second show, go home to talk of the fun. For most of the fans were married by then, so they had to be in by one. I'm awfully glad, the husbands would say. I'm awfully glad you got someone, someone I realize, who used to look twice the size. I think it's great you still remember his name. And I bet if he knew you were there for the show, he'd be awfully glad you came. The time has come, the walrus said, to speak of other things. Like a fallen star who works in a bar where yesterday is king. The fans will stay for an hour or so, they still remember his fame. But the time has come, the walrus said, to call your fans by name.
Destiny. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up to the moon. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I wanted to be a spaceman. That's what I wanted to be. But now that I am a spaceman, nobody cares about me. Hey, Mother Earth, back down safely to the sea. Around and around and around and around is all she ever said to me. I want to make a good run. I wanted to go to the moon. I knew that it had to be fun. I told him to send me real soon. I want to be a spaceman. I want to be it so bad. But now that I am a spaceman, I'd rather be back on the pad. Hey, Mother Earth, would you bring me back down safely to the sea? Around and around and around and around is just a lot of lunacy. Safe on the ground.
Okay, Mr. Mix.
The vocals on that track.
Harry Nilsson. Isn't that great?
Yeah, Cuddly Toy from Pandemonium Shadow Show, which is his second record from 1967.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we should talk really quickly about the thing in the documentary where they showed his concert film.
The only time he did something live.
Yes, the only live performance that he actually did after he became a pretty big star. And it was for television, and it's a concert film without an audience. And it's just him playing all the songs. And they do the coolest thing. Do you remember when he's doing, I forget which one, it might be this song, and he's at the piano and he's singing it, and whenever the harmony comes in, it's him sitting next to him. They superimposed him.
Oh, yes, that's right. They superimposed him in.
They superimposed him in. So it's like this person comes in like a ghost fading in, and it's another Harry singing that part.
I've seen this. That's a very cool shot.
It is so cool the way they do it. And he interacts with the two Harrys interact. They sing the song to each other.
It's very clever.
It is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
I wish they would show that again, man. I know. That is a great special.
I know. You and I got to, we're going to watch it later.
Oh, we certainly are.
Let me find it on the YouTube and bookmark it.
Yeah. We had some really great music in that set, too. We started out with a record from one of his biggest records, Nilsson Schmilsson and Gotta Get Up. That's the one that had Jump Into the Fire and all that. Got a lot of FM play. Good stuff. And then we went on to Son of Schmilsson and Turn On Your Radio, another biggie for him. That was fairly familiar. And then Aerial Pandemonium Ballet. We heard a song called Mr. Richards' Favorite Song. And then we went to a song called Spaceman, which is from we had to pick it from the Greatest Hits record. I can't remember the record. I think that is from that's a covers record. I can't remember the original record it's from, but at any rate, we heard it from the Greatest Hits record. And then Cuddly Toy finished things up there from Pandemonium Shadow Show, and that of course being a Monkees song sung by Davy Jones, the late, the great Davy Jones. They're sung by the late, the great Harry Nilsson. Isn't that cute? Right on.
No, cute is not the word. Adorable.
Adorable. Adorable. Oh, it's got the adorbs.
It's adorbs.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. All right.
Well, yeah, shut up. Get back to the music.
All right. Now we're going to go to a record that is somewhat lost in his catalog.
Totally lost.
A record called Nilsson.
I don't have this.
K-N-N-I-L-L-S-S-O-N-N.
K-N-N-I-L-L-S-S-O-N-N.
This is called Laughing Man.
The laughing man with a laughing plan. He's got a laughing place and a laughing face. If trouble tries to trouble in, and tries to sneak its rattle in, the laughing man begins to grin and trouble runs away. And when the devil tries to creep into his dreams and tries to steep the laughing man, the dreams away, the slack will finally. But the laughing man uses his laughing plan. He's got a laughing place and a laughing face. So the laughing man uses his laughing plan. He just grins and smiles at laughing man's way. Then he makes the devil curse and run away. Draw yourself a nice and cozy bath. Then look in the mirror and laugh, laugh, laugh. He is the laughing man with the laughing plan. He's got a laughing face and a laughing
face. Let's go. 'cause there's a jungle out there.
Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-hour fitness.
The guard.
Couldn't be hot.
From the birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Don't
I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some mothers I've seen, it had to be me. I'm 5'10", a man among men, and you're 7'2". But with all your faults, it's you I adore. When you stand up, your hands touch the floor. It had to be me, unlucky me. It had to be me.
No, and as much as we'd like to go on and listen to the rest of that record, golly.
I really would like to listen to the rest of it because it's my favorite Harry album.
The next song is Always, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it really takes it down a notch for that.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It had to be you.
Yeah, that's from the record A Little Touch of Schmilson in the Night. It's got a terrible title, but it's one of the best things you're ever going to hear in your life, really.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's Harry Nilsson doing all the songbook songs from the 40s, 30s and 40s. With a full orchestra, and it's just beautiful. It really is.
Yeah.
So just a good nighttime record. That's a nighttime record.
That's a good place to listen to it.
Yeah, that's, don't listen to that during the day. That's just open up a bottle or roll one up and play that and just sit down. You'll be all right.
Maybe if you're stuck in traffic during drive time, you know,
you got to be at home for that record.
Oh, all right.
That's one of those. You got to be at home comfortable to listen to that one.
Oh.
Not alone.
I gotcha.
Nudge.
Yeah, that's good. When you're with your glass of wine,
yes.
and your fine pipe of tobacco.
Jish.
All right.
So we started with Laughing Man from the record Canilson. I'm just going to love saying the titles.
Yes.
And then moved on to a really, really, really great song, It's a Jungle Out There, from Duit on Monday. What does that mean again?
Actually, the way that it's titled, it's a pun on a different thing.
But Do It on Monday.
The
yeah.
original... Well, that, and it's a pun on a British term.
Is it really?
Yes. In fact, I'll tell you.
Please do.
And
go back to the Wikipedia page. Yes.
It's a title punning the spelling. Excuse me. Of Do It on Monday, playing on the British monarchy's motto, "Do You at Mondroit."
Oh God!
God and my right.
Okay, that's funny. And then we played Daddy's Song from Aerial Ballet.
But the original title of that record, for history's sake, was God's Greatest Hits.
Which is
But RCA nixed that.
And that would have been the best title ever.
It sure would.
And then, like I said, we played Daddy's Song from Aerial Ballet. And then Daybreak from Son of Dracula.
It's funny stuff.
It's really funny. And he takes it serious. When you take your comedy serious is when you get serious comedy. So,
well, when you ask a songwriter to write a song, what would Dracula sing? That would be the one.
He would sing, "Oh man, the sun's coming up. It sucks.
That's what a drag. I have the blues. The sun's coming up."
And then we finished up there with Harry's amazing version of It Had to Be You from A Little Touch of Schmilson in the Night. And that is the set.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
You want to do the plugs? It's your turn. I did it last time.
One more set. Do one more.
Yeah, let's do one more.
And then we'll do the plugs.
All right.
So now we're going to go to one of his really great songs from Aerial Pandemonium Ballet. This is called 1941.
1941.
Ha, ha, ha. in 1941, a happy father had a son. And by 1944, the father walks right out the door. And in 45, the mom and son were still alive. But who could tell in 46 if the two were to survive? Well, the years were passing quickly, but not fast enough for him. So he closed his eyes till 55, then he opened them up again. And when he looked around, he saw a clown, and the clown seemed very gay. And he said, I'd like to join that circus clown and run away. Yo-do-do-do, ra-di-di, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba- 1969, and he had a girl in each new town and the towns he left behind, and the open road was the only road he knew, but the color of his dream was slowly turning into blue. Then he met a girl, the kind of girl he'd wanted all his life. She was soft and kind and good to him, so he took her for his wife. And they got a house not far from town, and in a little while the girl had seen the doctor, and she came home with a smile. Now in 1961, a happy father had a son, and by 1964, the father walked right out the door. And in 65, the mom and son were still around, but what will happen to the boy when the circus comes to town?
Say hello, or they'd say hi to you. Would you like to come over for tea with the missus and me? It's a real nice way to spend a day in Dayton, Ohio, on a lazy Sunday afternoon. 1903, sing a song of long ago when things could grow and days flow quietly. The air was clean and you could see, and folks were nice to you. Would you like to come over for tea with the missus and me? It's a real nice way to spend the day in Dayton, Ohio, on a lazy Sunday afternoon in 1903.
Oh yeah. All the best music is on.
Try and do it without laughing.
The balcony.
sit beside the breakfast table, think about your troubles, pour yourself a cup of tea, then think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and drop them in a teacup, take them down to the riverside and throw them over the side to be swept up by a current, then taken to the ocean to be eaten by some fishes who were eaten by some fishes and swallowed by a whale who grew so old he decomposed. You do, do. He died and left his body to the bottom of the ocean. Now everybody knows that when a body decomposes, the basic elements are given back to the ocean, and the sea does what it ought to, and soon this salty water,
not too good for drinking,
'cause it tastes just like a teardrop. And it comes out from a faucet, which is just about to bubble.
It's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed.
I'd rather be dead and wet my bed. I'd rather be dead. I said dead than wet my bed. Rather be gone than carry on. I'd rather go away than feel this way. Oh, I'd rather be there where you haven't got a care and you're better off dead, though it doesn't seem fair.
Thank you. Yes, sir. It's a good notion there. I'd rather be dead than wet my bed.
Sure.
I think everybody can sort of agree with
at
that.
At this age, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Okay, that's from Son of Schmilson. Everybody who was in the studio on that day was singing on that song.
And drunk.
No, I don't think about drunk, but having a good time.
Let's reconsider.
Maybe. It was probably after lunch, you know.
Yeah. So, after a four martini lunch, yeah.
That's right.
Look who we're talking about and when we're talking about. Remember Harry? Harry was one of those people who chose booze over drugs and was very famous for it way back in the
later
day.
Later on, Brandy Alexander became a rather favorite of his. Yes.
Yeah, he was John Lennon's drinking partner for 2 years straight.
And several other people.
Yeah. he was the only person I know that was a known acquaintance / party friend of every single one of the Beatles separately. Which is so cool.
Yeah, he hung out with them
all
at some point.
Yeah, he was friends with all of them. It's just so cool.
Right on, man. man.
That's total acceptance. Man, man, they should have replaced Paul with him. So we started with 1941, and that is from Ariel, Pandemonium Ballet. And then that's a great song. And when you really listen to that, the lyrics are just fucking murderous, man. That's brutal.
Yeah. It's like he tells a great story.
It's a really great
with
story.
With his really strange couplets. I don't know if you call them couplets, but...
They're couplets, yeah. I mean, it's a poem, but it just the message is, you know, like it's, you know, the cats are in the cradle.
He can tell three generations of a story in two and a half minutes.
Yeah, three fucked up generations.
Yeah.
And then we moved on to a really great song, Pretty One, Dayton, Ohio, 1903. And that is a Randy Nilsson song.
Randy Newman.
Oh, sorry. Randy Newman song. Randy Nilsson is the bastard child they had.
That's right. That's
a Randy Newman song from the late 60s that Harry covered on a record that it's really weird. It's a collection of covers of Randy's songs called Nilsson Sings Newman. And it comes out in 1970. And we were looking it up to make sure. It comes out in 1970, right after Harry had this mega huge hit with Everybody's Talking.
Right.
And it kind of finally put him on the map. And what's the choice he makes is he puts out a covers record of songs by a no-name songwriter named Randy Newman, who no one had heard of at the time.
Exactly.
He was like just some dude who was sending out tunes to get published, is what Randy was doing back then. He was just some guy. And
his first record came out in 1968, so he was kind of struggling.
He was struggling. Nobody bought it, and he was trying to get people to cover his songs. He was trying to get into Brill Building is what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he just broke through with Harry Nilsson. Like, Harry recognized that Randy had something going. And the rest is history for Randy Newman. It put him on the map, and he's still around.
Certainly is.
Yeah.
Certainly is.
He's still around, and he's won an Oscar.
Won a couple of Oscars.
No, just the one. He lost every other time. It was a really famous streak. He lost for every one of those Pixar movies, and then he won one of them for, not a great song, for, like, Toy Story 3, I think he won it. But he'd lost, like, four or five times.
Wow.
Yeah, because he's one of those people they bring in Randy Newman to sing a song for a movie because he, you know, it sounds like an everyman kind of voice, you know, singing a plain song. And it winds up nominated for an Oscar. And then he does it on the show. And then he loses. It's another reason why he's a curmudgeon. But the record came out in 1970. It's called Nilsson Sings Newman. And it got recently re-released with the CD remastering, whatever. Because Harry's records are getting that, and still no one's buying them. It's a real bummer. But, and then we played Think About Your Troubles from The Point, a soundtrack to its cartoon that you should probably see on drugs.
Yeah.
And then,
well, you should see it anyway. You could watch that with your 5-year-old.
Definitely see it on drugs.
You can watch that with Luna.
Both you and the 5-year-old should be on drugs.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And it's just a great story. And then we played It's Only a Paper Moon, the best song on A Little Touch of Schmilson, so pretty. And then we finished up there with the hilarious, in a way, I'd Rather Be Dead from Son of Schmilson. And now here's Scott with the plugs.
Right on, man. Quickly, first thing I want to tell you about is the email address, which is balconyradio@gmail.com. And you can send your missives and expressions of love and wonder at the things that we do here at balconyradio.com or whatever it is that you wish to send to that. balconyradio@gmail.com is the email address. And of course, that leads you right back to the website, balconyradio.com, which has our 24-hour stream. And there are four different media players with which to listen to it, including Shoutcast. And there, that is going on Monday through Saturday. You hear everything that we have in our collection, about 43,000 songs, we just kind of throw it out there, and whatever comes up, that comes up. And then we kind of narrow things down on Sundays where we play 24 hours of jazz. So we try and give you a little bit of everything in the stream. And you can also subscribe to the RSS feed, which is right there on the front page. Great big orange button, and get your twice weekly updates on Sundays and Wednesdays. Sundays you get our multi-genre shows. You get all kinds of things on Sundays, like our Beatles show and our Stones show and our country show and our psych show and our voice show, which we need to dying on air already. And then on Wednesdays you get the 101 series, which is this show right here. So you can get all your updates there at with the RSS feed, and there are detailed explanations on how to get your MP3 thing player updated. So all of that is there, and you can explore more at balconyradio.com. You can also friend us at Facebook at Balcony Radio FM. So also all of our shows that we've played in the past are hibernating nicely at balconyradio.com. Whatever show entertains your fancy, you can tune it right in. All of the shows are hanging out there, and there's a nice drop-down menu, and there's a great big... It's in great big lettering, so even though you may have a hard time seeing, such as I do, you can see the great big font lettering that we have there on our drop-down menus on the website. And oh, it helps out in these old eyes, let me tell you, one thing or another. So anyway, Balcony Radio FM is also, like I said, at Facebook, so friend us there. And have lots of fun and enjoy yourself at balconyradio.com. Okay, so let's get right back to the music, and one that's going to break your eardrums. This is called You're Breaking My Heart.
You're breaking my heart, you're tearing it apart, so fuck you. A little boy, she had a rag doll, the only doll she'd ever owned. But now she loves me just the way she loved that rag doll. But only now her love has grown. Oh, but it gets stronger, baby. Oh, and it gets deeper, baby. Let me say,
that always followed me around.
Self-righteous and sure, while with things to say, if the people not a boat.
It's not a basement.
It's a balcony.
Great googly moogly.
From
the city.
This is the balcony.
Driving along, you can see all the people who seem to have nothing to say to each other. Each day they grow farther and farther away from each other. Driving along, you can spot all the problems on faces so tired of facing each other. Each day they grow farther.
There'll be nothing left for everybody. Pretty soon there'll be nothing left for you and me. Pretty soon there'll be no air to breathe. Pretty soon there'll be no procedure, see. Pretty soon there'll be nothing left for everybody. Pretty soon there'll be nothing left for everybody. Pretty soon there'll be nothing left for you and me. Pretty soon there'll be no plans to make. There'll be no aeroplanes to take. No trains of thought to break for everybody. Pretty soon there'll be no place to land. Soon there'll be no sea or sand. No one to understand or lend a helping hand to anybody. Pretty soon there'll be no hearts to break. Pretty soon there'll be no bellyache. There'll be no pills to take. And make no mistake, there'll be nothing left for everybody. Everybody. Pretty soon there'll be nothing left for everybody. Pretty soon there'll be nothing left for you and me. Pretty soon there'll be no sky. There'll be no one asking why. There'll be no one left to cry for everybody. From a raft of nothing we can build a boat. With a shaft of light as faith, I'm sure she'll float. But on a rough and stormy sea, the going won't be easy. But if we don't, there'll be nothing left for everybody. Hey.
there'll be nothing left for everybody. Pretty soon there'll be nothing left for you and me. Pretty soon there'll be no air to breathe. Pretty soon there'll be no pretty sea to see. Pretty soon there'll be nothing left for everybody.
From Harry's 1976 record, Sandman, that was Pretty Soon There'll Be Nothing Left for Everybody.
Good song.
At the rate things are going, he's not too far off the track.
Well, he
say.
Is dead, so yeah, he is disintegrating.
He's telling
as
us,
we speak.
He's telling us from the grave, be careful because pretty soon there won't be anything left for anybody. Oh, it's a philosophical, deep discussion, which we
all right, why don't
pass
you read
on.
The songs up there, Nietzsche?
Okay, I think I will. I beat myself to death because I'm a nihilist. Okay, we started out with You're Breaking My Heart, and that is actually from the original, from the record Son of Schmilson, which is not on the digital archives. So we took that one from the Greatest Hits records. So a lot of greatest hits and a lot of good stuff on that. And then we moved on to Harry's version of River Deep Mountain High, which is pretty wild, man. Very cool.
Very straight ahead cover, too.
Yeah, I liked it. Aerial Pandemonium Ballet carries that song. So Harry was good at doing cover versions. In fact,
did a lot of them.
He did another cover version right after that one, a song called Vine Street from Nilsson Sings Newman, which is all Harry, which is all Randy Newman songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good stuff. I almost said Randy Nilsson.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like easy you said,
do.
Harry Newman.
Yeah. But the Nilsson Sings Newman song record is aged very well because
yes.
it's a piano record. It's just a kind of piano, and it's really good.
Absolutely.
It's a nice mellow record.
Oh, yes. And then we went to the record Nilsson Schmilsson and a really cool little song called Driving Along. And then we finished that set up from the set up with the song Pretty Soon There'll Be Nothing Left for Everybody from Sandman.
And before we move on, I just have to say Driving Along is an awesome song.
Da,
good
da,
song.
Da, da, da.
I know.
Oh,
I just
made a couplet, man.
I haven't heard it in a well, look at that. You're right, I did. I hadn't heard that song in a really long time. Good one. Good job on you for picking that one. And
thank
for
you.
Picking the rest of the songs of the show. This is one that you curated.
Oh,
very
you.
Well done, man.
Well, thank you.
Good
I
job.
Sure appreciate it.
The show turned out really bitching so far.
Yeah, we did a little editing at the beginning. I did
yeah, you started
little,
with way too many songs.
Started a little generous there with 32 songs at
that's
the beginning.
Too many.
So I had to wave a few things and kind of streamline it and get things going. So I think we're going to move into the last set of the show, man.
Yeah.
So,
can I take a? Can I?
You want to change something?
Yeah,
around?
We can't start with that song.
You want to start with this one?
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay. I think that's true.
We can't.
That's
start
a bummer
with
of a
yeah,
song.
Yeah, put that one down lower. Can you move it down one more? Yeah. There we go.
Right there.
Yeah, it's better in the middle of the set.
Actually, that's from the same record. So.
Oh, it is.
Maybe
yeah.
I'll just move it down there.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then it'll go into...
Yeah.
It'll be kind of a sad ending to the show, but...
Yeah.
It'll be... Hey, that is kind of a bummer ending,
hey,
isn't
you
it?
You sequenced it, buddy.
I did. Well, let's...
Let's hit the play button.
Let's move that
what
right there and kind of change things around.
Or actually, that's pretty good right there, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
So we'll go to back to Pandemonium Shadow Show. This is called Freckles.
Was his name. He always used to get the blame for every broken window pane and how they hanged him. You know they spanked him. That's cool to tease the girls. He always used to pull their curls the way that boy would carry on. It was a shame. And when the teacher found a tack on the chair, though 100 children were there, everybody said Freckles, he always got the blame. Freckles was his name. To get the blame, every broken window pane. At school he teased the girls. He always used to pull their curls. The way that boy would carry on.
was a shame. And when the cat had kittens up in the hay, one was black and seven were gray. Everybody said Freckles, he always got the blame. Very soon you will be sleeping, and you'll wake up in a dream. So close your eyes, it's time to go to sleep. And soon it will be morning, time to start another day. But now it's time for you to go to sleep. So turn out the light, it's time to say goodnight. Turn out the light, hold each other tight. Don't be afraid to hold each other tight. Pull down the shade, it's time to say. Sleeps, could never have a dream. Oh, oh, don't let this happen to you. Turn out the light, it's time to say goodnight. Come on, turn out the light, hold each other tight. Don't be afraid, it's time to say.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief, quietly. Dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly?
How could she do this to me? We never thought of ourselves, never thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by. Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting the man from the motor train. What did we do that was wrong? We didn't know it. Fun is the one thing that we can't buy.
Something inside that was always denied for so many years.
Thank you.
sun of millions.
Huh? Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, who said that? Harry? Is that you?
Son of Mills.
Hey, it's not funny, man. What is this, sort of what is this, some kind of... Where'd you get all those sound effects from?
RCA Records and Tapes.
On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. Fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time.
And a fitting way to end our tribute to Harry
so
Nilsson.
Pretty.
Doing a song from one of his most beautiful records, Little Touch of Schmilson.
Oh, just
in the
one
night.
Of the most beautiful songs ever,
yes,
period.
As time goes by. Mm-hmm, my goodness. And as time goes by, maybe you'll get by with more Harry Nilsson. So check that out. And
yeah.
That ends the show.
Go.
More or less.
Actually, it's hard to recommend a certain record of his because there's a lot of them. If you're going to turn someone onto him.
There's a double CD collection called The Essential Harry Nilsson.
That's the one,
which
yes.
has everything that you could possibly want.
Yeah, and there's a single CD, just Greatest Hits, that is pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid.
Tasty
this
stuff.
Is one of those people, because they're so... And because they're not all, you know, greatest... You know, they're not all mega hits. A lot of the record are just good songs that happen to, you know, just like the best of.
That's right. That's
so
right.
just with him, it's okay to give somebody the greatest hits and not to steer him to the record. With just get somebody to listen to Harry, period, is a victory.
Yeah, so I'm surprised he doesn't get played more on the radio.
I am too. You know, it's just the songs are so great.
They really are. They truly are amazing. And we ended the show with just some amazing songs there. We started that last set there with a song called Freckles from Pandemonium Shadow Show. In fact, we had a couple songs from that record in that last set. We also had a version of She's Leaving Home on from that record. Another cover version, the Break Your Heart. My goodness. In between those two songs, we heard a song called Turn Out the Light from Do It on Monday. And then we also heard a song called Take 54. I sang my balls off for you, baby. Son of Schmilson, the name of the record. And then we finished up with As Time Goes By from A Little Touch of Schmilson in the Night. Yes, yes, yes. Then that concludes lesson number 118. 117 on the 101 series. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us and Harry Nilsson tonight. It's been a good time.
Sure has, man. Send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com. Let us know what you think.
And be our friends on Facebook. Do all that stuff. And listen to more music.
Right on. Listen to a lot more Harry Nilsson. Go get a couple of his CDs. They are truly worth listening to and worth purchasing.
They really are. And support your local record store. And let's get out of here.
All right, man.
And we're leaving with a really good song.
Yes.
And one that you could say it with all of Harry's songs that doesn't get played on the radio and should.
It should. Oh, yes. It turned up on the soundtrack of Midnight Cowboy, and it originally is on one of his early records.
I think it's on the second one.
Second one, I believe.
Which is Aerial Ballet.
Pandemonium Ballet, yes.
Yes. And this is called I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City. And it's just a really good song. Enjoy this and leave.
See ya.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll breathe free here in New York City. Say goodbye to all my sorrow, and bye tomorrow on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. So tired of getting nowhere and seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll breathe free here in New York City.
I am using radio voice.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are going to go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
This is Balcony Radio.